I have to push the brake.
Travis McCain is the enthusiastic owner of a 2013 black sedan.
Heated seats, heated steering wheel, heated rear seats.
But he hasn't been to the gas pump in months, ever since he bought the all-electric Nissan Leaf.
Do you ever gun it to like 90?
Oh yeah.
When he bought the car back in February, he tried to shop locally.
I went to all the dealerships in town and said, what can you do that is similar to this Nissan Leaf? And nobody had quite that answer.
So he bought the car from Washington and had it barged up. He says he wanted the car to help cut fuel cost. The electricity for the vehicle is only about 2 cents a mile. The positive environmental impact was the icing on the cake. And in Southeast, there's one thing he doesn't have to worry about. Something that does worry drivers in the lower 48.
Range anxiety that is associated with the car, which I never really had. It's Juno, you know, if it gets stuck somewhere, oh well, I'll call a friend.
But even that scenario is unlikely, because along Juno's nearly 60 miles of road, there are a lot of plugs.
There's a single charging station with two plugs at Eagle Beach, the UAS campus, Pinhall Valley Public Library, single station, two plugs.
Alec Mezdag is a director at the Alaska Electric Light and Power Company. In 2014, he worked with the city's Economic Development Council to help identify the locations for the public charging stations, which were grant-funded. There are now 10. Mezdag says at first, some criticized the charging stations as a handout. The electricity is free, and the city doesn't give away gasoline.
While that analogy is out there, the biggest difference is that the expense is so different. You know, I mean, it would literally cost the city more to administer the collection of funds than it would just to give the electricity away.
Mezdag says Alaska's capital currently ranks with places like Austin, Texas, and Portland, Oregon, when it comes to plugs per capita. But he thinks Juno has the advantage.
In all honesty, a lot of that just has to do with the fact that we're really much better suited for the vehicles than a lot of those other communities.
That's because what some see as an oddity, the city's remoteness, is actually a superpower for electric vehicles. They're just not that far to drive. Still, it can be a pain to ship the cars here or have them repaired. Groups in Juno and Sitka are trying to organize regular visits from technicians. And soon there might be enough electric cars to warrant the trip. Mezdag says there's a new Nissan Leaf arriving just about every week.
We'll be close to 100 EVs in Juno by the end of the year.
Doubling the number of electric vehicles, or EVs, on the road. This couldn't work everywhere in the state. Fully electric vehicles can have issues in colder climates. And it requires cheap, or relatively cheap, electricity, which means it doesn't make much sense in regions that rely on expensive diesel. But in Southeast communities with lower-cost hydropower, like Juno, Sitka, and Petersburg, electric vehicles pencil out. Mezdag thinks they could start to become the new norm.
A year ago, I would have been less sure that this was going to happen. Word of mouth is a big sales tool, and we have a lot of people who own these vehicles now, and they are pretty happy with their experience.
My sister, Ariel Gibson.
Back on the road in his Nissan Leaf, Travis McCain is going down the list of people he's converted to the Church of EV.
Bud, he was another
five
farmer.
People. He still keeps the truck around to haul his boat, but the Leaf has become his primary vehicle, and it's changed the way he looks at other cars.
On a nice day, even like today, I might typically drive with my windows down, and then as I pull up to an intersection, I roll my windows up so that I don't have to smell other car exhaust.
Getting finicky.
McCain is in the process of buying another Leaf. It'll be a delivery car for his business. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.